Epilogue. So I learned that my consultation at the shirt factory had not improved production. Well, frankly, I'm not surprised. You see, while working at the Babson Machine Company as an industrial advisor, I took a night class in management engineering at Northwestern University. My company paid the bill. I like that. Now I have quite a different idea of what it means to be a consultant. I used to think that the consultant goes into the factory, studies the problems, suggests cures for the problems, and then encourages the management to follow these suggestions. I now believe that consultation doesn't work successfully that way. In my management engineering course, I learned that first I have to listen. In the shirt factory, I should have listened to the management, the two owners. But then, together, we should have listened to the workers themselves. What did they think the problems were? What were their suggestions for solutions? I tried to force my suggestions on the owners. The suggestions for improvement weren't theirs or the workers. If workers and management are seriously involved in the problem solving, change is not only possible, but inevitable. At any rate, although the experience was painful in many ways, it provided a good lesson for me. I'm thinking of sending the check for $100 back to Mr. Hobbs. As for the shirts, 4 of the 5 in the box didn't fit anyway, and the 5th one didn't have a right sleeve.